had lots of budget conversations with the board over the course of the past several months, and those continued last night. From the beginning, we tried to frame our budget discussion about the framework is, you know, as a school district, we have a responsibility to the taxpayer. In the current budget situation we're in, we have the responsibility to use budget reductions in a responsible manner. And then we have the responsibility to use our fund balance in the right manner as well. So those three big pieces, let's use our taxpayer resources wisely, let's do budget reductions in the best way we can, and let's use our fund balance because it is obviously the taxpayers' money as well. And let's draw upon that to help meet the needs that we've had. So that's framed our discussion over the course of the past several months. Last night, the board continued that discussion. CSISD board last night made the decision to give the CSISD employees a 1.5% pay increase. This was done after lots of discussion by the board in terms of how to best move forward. And 2 years ago, the board gave a 1% raise. Last year, the board didn't give a raise to employees. And this year, they moved forward with a 1.5% raise. It's an effort on the board's part to stay closer to the cost of living adjustment that people are having to make just due to the cost of goods and services. Certainly, 1.5% doesn't keep up with that, but it is an effort in that direction, and it seemed to be a middle ground where the board can come to in terms of what's the best use of our resources in light of all of the other issues that we have working with the budget. So that's something that the board has been talking about for a number of months, and last night they made the decision to move forward with that, and I certainly concur that that's the right decision. It seems like a reasonable effort on behalf of the board for the employees of CSISD in light of the current budget situation that we have.
Has there been any decision yet on such things as health insurance, other factors that might impact the bottom line of a
Well, the health, you know, one of the reasons to do the 1.5% is health insurance premiums are going up. And so the 1.5% will help alleviate some of that cost that's going up. And so the board is not planning to make an adjustment to the contribution for the employees for the 12-13 school year.
I'm going to jump down, I think, to the district improvement plan, which I think is something that's done every year ahead of the next school year. Is there anything different about looking ahead to 2012-13 in that respect?
No. You know, as a district, certainly we're pushing hard on what school districts should push hard on, and that's curriculum, instruction, and assessment. And our district improvement plan highlights that. As we move forward, we're looking at making sure that we provide the resources for our students and our staff, and we're pushing hard on a couple of ideas to improve the availability of the curriculum to students beyond the classroom and improve the format, give students variety in terms of format of instruction too. And obviously we're looking at making things available online, more things available online for our students and for our parents. And so the district improvement plan highlights some of those things, but as any district improvement plan for a school district should do, it should look at the core elements of school and how we should, what we need to do to make those better. And that's related to curriculum, instruction, and assessment. And that's true for the 2012-13 district improvement plan.
I see where the board received a pretty comprehensive update on what's going to be happening this summer, next summer with the renovation at Consolidated High School.
Yeah, we're excited about being able to do some renovations at Consol. We'll go in this summer and do phase one, and then summer 2013 will be phase two, and we'll improve some classroom spaces, especially in the area of career and technology education with our health science program, our criminal justice program, our computer maintenance program, as well as some of the art studios and other areas. We'll redo some space to give some common areas for students in terms of for students in terms of informal settings, which Consol doesn't really have right now. And so, over the course of the next couple of summers, you'll see quite a bit of change to Consol, and we're very excited about that. There are some renderings of the changes on our website, and I'd encourage people to go take a look at those.